Welcome to the night show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We have announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial. Because remember, today is going to be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Tomorrow is the last day of the book fair, so you want to make sure you come by. Get what you need. Get some great books. And then the Blue Ridge Classic starts today. So CPA notes for more details on the schedule. Come out, watch some great games. It's going to be fantastic. But now it's time for the diciest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, overcast with rain showers, high 73, low of 51. Mr. Honey, do you know what has ears but can't hear?
No.
A cornfield. Sorry, that one was lame. That was a rough one. I'll come back better.
No, I was good. I liked it. All right, now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
weird science facts. Ants don't have lungs.
Huh? I don't know how they breathe. Could you put an ant underwater because he don't have lungs? I don't know. Things we just don't know. God's creation is fascinating. I mean, there's no room for lungs up in there. I don't know. Mind-boggling. And you know what else is mind-boggling? We've had 2 days this week with no birthdays. That's sad. I love a birthday, but that's okay. Today we've got
sport updates. High school softball versus Concord Christian at 5:30 p.m. Come on out and support the Knights.
All right. Fantastic. Now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We've got Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. Tonight's also the third annual second grade transition night. Mrs. Ransom always does an amazing job putting it together, and there are a ton of fun games for the second graders and their families to play. It can be hard change going from second to third grade because the kids' brains have matured a lot. But with maturity comes responsibility. So the meeting is just to help parents see the developmental changes that their children are experiencing and how that translated to life in third grade. But it made me think of a man in the Bible who matured. His name was Apollos. Acts 18 verses 24 through 28 says, "Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scripture. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only of the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. When he wished to cross Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those through the grace he had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing the scriptures that Christ was Jesus." See, like Apollos, these second graders are sharp. They know their stuff, but they weren't ready to learn everything yet. They needed to grow so that they could build on what they already know. Apollos was taught more accurately so that he had a better understanding of what he was teaching. Then with the new knowledge, he began sharing God's word with people all over. It's not always easy, but it's a blessing to be given great responsibility. These second graders are going to be transitioning into third grade and learn so much more. And one day, Lord willing, they will grow into wonderful, God-fearing adults that will share the love of God with the whole world too.
What a beautiful picture and a beautiful thought. That's our goal here at Providence Academy. But as we learn God's word and we look at it and we read it each day, we grow. And so today's deep thoughts verse, and this week we've been talking about joy. Today's deep thoughts verse is Romans 12:12. It says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." And we've had this one on the show a few times before, but it's one of those that just bears repeating. It reminds us to be joyful in our hope. We have so much to look forward to. The next one's really, really tough. It's patient in affliction. Sometimes when things are going not well, or maybe we're in trouble, or maybe we didn't do what we're supposed to do, we want to get out of it as quickly as possible. Take whatever shortcut we can just to get the affliction off of us, to get the uncomfortableness off of us. But God tells us to do something very different. He says be patient in your affliction. There's something usually to be learned there. There's a lesson. And if we're patient in it and we rest in it, there's so many things that we can learn so that we can possibly avoid future affliction. Or sometimes we're suffering for the gospel and we're a witness to others. And the last part is the part that we can forget just because we get forgetful. And we get a little bit lazy and we aren't always diligent in this, but it's to be faithful in prayer. So when the day speeds up and when things get more difficult, make sure that you're faithful in prayer to the Lord. So let's do that now. Let's pray with me. Heavenly Father, help us. Help us to be people that are joyful in hope and patient in affliction and faithful in prayer. Lord, these things are so important. And Lord, you called us to these things because you know that what is best for us. And you know that you will be glorified most when we take these steps. But Lord, we can't do it on our own, but through the power of your Spirit, we can. So help us, Father. Lord, we are grateful for your Son, Jesus. We're grateful for Providence Academy. We're grateful for our parents, for our community. But let us walk in this way and bless all those around us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, spelling, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.